Beware of hay scams. Hello and welcome, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox.
Tennessee farmers are being contacted by folks pretending to want to buy hay off the Internet, and those are sometimes not true offers, and it's a scam that we're concerned about and hope that we can prevent Tennessee farmers from being caught up in.
John Wolf Oak is with the Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation, and he says at least two attempts of an alleged hay buying scam have surfaced this week in Tennessee, and it's all conducted by email.
The key to the scam is, in most cases, they offer to pay you, the farmer, more than you're asking for the hay, and then ask you in turn to write a check and send it to the trucker in order to pay his expenses to come in and bring his laborers to load the hay. Obviously, what happens then is that the truck never arrives and the farmer is actually out the expense of sending the check to the truck.
Now, Wolf Oak says the scammers say they will send a cashier's check for the hay, but that never arrives, or if it does, the check is no good. Again, those farmers being contacted have typically listed their hay for sale on various Internet sites using their email addresses.
The Internet is obviously a good marketing tool now, and that's a great way to make contact with farmers across the state or in the surrounding states to market hay. But they need to be cautious of anything that looks a little suspicious as far as offering to have an overpayment on the front end and transferring to a third party. Those are probably the most obvious signs that should throw up a flag of probably a potential scam.
And farmers should always use extra caution when making hay deals over the Internet. And if you think you are a victim to a potential scam, you're encouraged to report it to the FBI's Special Internet Crime Complaint Center at www.ic3.gov. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.